This podcast is a proud member of the Lamb Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.
Welcome to the Really Awful Movies Podcast, a celebration of low-budget cinema.
Is another apocalyptic prediction about to come true? Winds of death sweep across the world, and whole continents will be cast adrift in an ocean of blood.
Hi, I'm Chris, and along with Jeff, we're bringing you the very best and worst of horror, sci-fi, action, exploitation, kung fu, and women in prison movies from the 1970s to today. Be sure and check out reallyawfulmovies.com for reviews, interviews, lists, and terrific movie giveaways.
Jacoda! Bring me to Jacoda!
Looking for me, Amerikansky.
From our downtown Toronto headquarters, here's episode 27, Strike Commando.
Amerikansky!
Yeah, I mean, I did not know. I mean, normally when we do these, when we do our episodes, we talk about what things that we've learned at the end. But yeah. I'll say one thing in the beginning that I learned. Adding ski to any word makes it Russian.
Yeah.
Brewski, and Amerikansky, right?
Well, they didn't exactly... stick too closely to the script when it comes to historical accuracy mm-hmm. with this. But we're looking at Strike Commando, which pairs the stars of one of our favorites, Antonio Margheriti directed Your Hunter from the Future. Yeah. So this takes that pairing of Reb Brown and he's an Italian actor, but they give him an anglicized name, Alan Collins, I believe. And in this one, well, you've heard of the Tet Offensive in Vietnam. This is just plain offensive. This is just a bad frigging war movie. This is really, really awful.
Well, I mean, we got to say this is directed by your absolute favorite director.
Yeah.
You talked about him in a previous podcast.
He arguably said, the worst director, right. I think, of all time. He makes Uwe Boll look like Bergman, I think. He is bad. And this is his best movie, I would argue, or second best.
This would be his most competent film.
Yeah.
This is
the sliding scale for that.
Yeah, this is the great Vincent Don, otherwise known as Bruno Mattei.
Yeah.
And Bruno Mattei, I mean, the guy is known for making shameless ripoffs.
Yeah.
And yet another one. This is a Rambo ripoff.
Yep. And so we've got our hero, who's in Vietnam, mm-hmm. and he's a member of, again, a strike commando force.
Yeah.
And his name is Mike Ransom.
Yeah.
As in, hold you for ransom.
Mm-hmm.
And his mission is to storm a North Vietnamese Viet Cong base. And he's being led by this general, mm-hmm. who's a little bit of a corrupt general.
Right. And he's got a team with him.
Yes, he's got a team that consists of a guy from Alabama who is dressed like Hendrix from the 60s and from the Isle of Wight. Kind of, he's got a headband, he's a brother, and he talks about watermelons, which is just pathetic. Oh, just sort of shameful racism.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And he talks about, oh, I was picking watermelon back in Alabama. It's just, yeah. Oh, God.
It's a bad girl on my knee.
Yeah, it's
really bad. Yeah.
And so they're storming this Viet Cong base, and it's been, I guess, wired for detonating.
Yes, yeah.
And by his commanding officer. And before they have a chance to really properly escape, because mm-hmm. they're getting, I guess, bested by these battle-hardened Viet Cong,
mm-hmm.
then they decide to blow them up. And as a result, members of the Strike Commando guys are killed.
And presumed all dead, however.
Yeah, except for our star, Reb Brown.
Reb Brown, Mike Ransom. Reb Brown, we gotta say, Reb Brown is a god amongst men.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Reb Brown is mere, he walks beyond us mere mortals.
Yeah.
And in this movie, he survives, and he is discovered by a Vietnamese forest tribe.
Yeah, he he manages to escape the explosions, mm-hmm. Ends up in a river, and then downriver, I guess he's knocked unconscious, and he ends up, captured mm-hmm. by by this forest tribe who...
And they're very primitive. I mean, all their faces are painted white.
Yeah, it's almost like they're from New Guinea. I don't know what the white... I'm no anthropologist, but they didn't say... Well, again, I guess we should mention this thing is lensed in the Philippines.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
So none of these people look even remotely Vietnamese. So we have a bunch of Filipino extras, and this tribe captures Reb Brown, right. A.K.A. Mike Ransom.
Mike Ransom. And when I say he's a god amongst men, Reb Brown.
Literally.
This movie is literally, because, I mean, all of a sudden, when he regains consciousness, they treat him like a deity. Yeah, I mean, they worship this man. American.
They genuflect in front of him. They bow in front of him, chanting American.
Yeah.
Why is this? Because he's 6'3"? I don't know what...
Blonde.
Yeah.
6'3". it's hilarious because throughout this entire movie, they keep referring to him as American. Or mm-hmm. as they say, American. Or American. And, I mean, you know, whether it's, chanting his name or just saying, American, you gotta
help us.
Now, I'm just saying, and I'm thinking to myself, why the fuck didn't you just tell him his name? My name is Mike. Call me Mike. You know what I mean? You don't have to call me American.
Point to your chest.
Yeah.
Me, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. Michael, you Vietnamese. You know?
Yes.
He doesn't call him Vietnamese, you know? But
and in the middle of this jungle, I guess, obviously, Vietnam used to be a colonial outpost of the French. Mm-hmm. In the middle of this jungle is a missionary known as Ledoux,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
who has just a spectacularly bad Pepe Le Pew accent. His name is Ledoux, but he's got a Le Pew accent, and he's played by Alan Collins, which is not, you know, not his his real name. Right. I forget. It's a Peluzzi. I don't know. He's an Italian B movie actor.
And he played
Pack
in Yor,
Hunter from the Future. Yep. He plays a missionary who's really into his sauce. He really likes the booze,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and he sort of as you heard from that opening of the Past Blue Ribbon mm-hmm. earlier. So he gives Mike Ransom a lay of the land and lets him know what's going on. Now, in addition to, I guess, Westerners who end up in Indochina, we've got this Russian goon who mm-hmm. looks like a combination of Dolph Lundgren
and
the WWE wrestler Kane. He's this giant muscle head, and he's played by, I believe, Alex Vitale. So he's just an Italian-American mm-hmm. actor. I mean, he's this giant guy whose Russian accent is decidedly less than convincing.
Oh, I...
And I guess we should say...
I would agree.
while China and Russia, I guess before they, you know, became at loggerheads over their support for the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong, they did supply the odd military training personnel and funds to help the North Vietnamese fight the Amerikanski, the Americans. But they're by no means did they have any sort of real bona fide military support. But this guy, this giant guy, he's like 6'7". He's a big galoot. He's in the midst of the jungle, just leading a band of Viet Cong forces, and he is the one responsible for the death of, I believe, Ledoux, our missionary's
mm-hmm,
father.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yep. So what we've got here is basically Mike Ransom trapped behind enemy lines and trying to get back mm-hmm. to home base,
which leads us to some of the best dialogue, because I mean the missionary there, it was Father Francois
mm-hmm.
that was, and at one point
one of the village kids he's just smitten with American culture,
and he goes, Father Francois told me of this wonderful place where Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck live. And then we get into pure Papa Homer dialogue, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
oh Papa Homer, you are so learned.
Yes.
No, Pepsi. It's learned.
Learned.
Yeah. Yep, this guy, not only do all the South Vietnamese villagers speak impeccable English,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they also have cultural reference
Yeah.
Like Mickey Disneyland Mouse and Donald Duck. Cotton Candy.
Yeah. Ransom goes, oh, yeah, Disneyland. And he goes, well, tell me about Disneyland, Papa Homer. I'm sorry, my grandson. And they got. And I've been to Disneyland, okay? And this is
you've been to Vietnam
as well. I've been
to
Vietnam, too, but not the Philippines, but I've been to Vietnam. And this is not an accurate depiction of Disneyland. He says something along the lines, they got tons of popcorn there, and all you got to do is climb a tree to go eat it, and tons of cotton candy and chocolate milk and a magic genie, and he can't wait to grant your wishes. Yeah. Oh, Papa Homer, sorry, my grandson, can you please take me there one day, you know? So we have... we have Ransom now with this ragtag group of Vietnamese forest tribes who speak perfect English, and he's trying to get back to, you know, get a rescue, and we have these two kind of warring superior officers, you know, one who is corrupt and one who's virtuous, and there's a rendezvous point, and they want to pick up Ransom, and being like the Rambo ripoff this is, we know that Ransom is no ordinary soldier.
No.
He's, and how they describe him, he's a war machine, and he's on the warpath.
Yeah. It goes without saying.
Yeah, and despite the fact that Reb Brown's voice is a...
pretty high-pitched. He's a high tenor,
Like, he sounds a bit like just like a choir boy, but he's supposed to be like this fearsome slowness, you know. But, I mean, the guy is good with, covert,
covert machine gunning.
And like coming up behind you and, you know, snapping your neck or, you know, throttling you or whatever. And eventually he does get, he does get picked up and there, you know, he's back in the rendezvous. But
sadly for his buddy, the Frenchman, he is throttled by this giant Russian who goes by the name of Jakoda, which is, I don't know where they derived that. It doesn't sound anything Russian at all, but
at least they could have called him Jakoda Ski or something, you know?
And he's got a leggy blonde with him who's overseeing this Viet Cong group. And she's a bit Eva Braun-esque, sort of Hitler's paramour. Sure, and I don't know what she's doing out in the middle of nowhere. I guess, again, if you're going to, regarding historical accuracy, again, Russians were military advisors to the Viet Cong, and so it's highly probable there's lots of Russians, albeit probably not 5'10 hot blonde Russians mucking about in the jungle. And speaking of historical inaccuracies, the Viet Cong, these are not the battle-hardened soldiers who rebuffed American advances. These guys are pretty fucking weak soldiers. Mm. They do not duck at all. They advance in a giant line, and then they just get mowed down by Mike Ransom with his machine gun.
It's almost like that was your directive. It's like you see a bullet walk right into it.
Not only that, well, they're not even wearing bona fide Viet Cong garb.
Right.
There's some of them are wearing military style fatigues, and others are just wearing bamboo conical triangle hats, and as are some of the villagers.
So Ransom does get picked up, but then he has to go back in, right?
Yes.
For some sort of mission that I can't, to be honest with you, escapes my memory right now. because they're Russians, and he wanted to prove that there were actually Russians there in Vietnam or something.
Yeah, and avenge the death of Ledoux.
And he wanted to rescue the villagers, right? Which leads us to the scene where he comes upon
the village. Sadly, the North Vietnamese have come in and massacred everyone in the village, so he finds... The young boy,
Pepsi,
with whom he's established this cotton candy rapport.
Right.
He picks him up in his burly arms,
and he goes, "Tell me about Disneyland again, Papa Ransom." Right, and I gotta say, Reb Brown again. I will say he's a god among men. He can do so many things. He can walk. He can run away from mortars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He can. You know that he can. He's your hundred. This guy's everything. One thing he cannot do is he cannot emote convincingly. He cannot cry. I mean, here he is trying to cry, and he reprises his line again, but they got tons of popcorn there, and all you have to do is climb through to get it. And then, you know, he goes on and on, which leads
the poor boy will never see Disneyland, Disney World for that matter, he's just
not even Euro Disney, you know what I mean?
The boy dies in his arms,
which
sadly
leads to the bellowing to the heavens we always love.
Yeah.
Jakoda!
So he makes his mission. It makes it his mission to hunt down this Ruzitsky, or this Russiansky.
Yeah.
And avenge this young boy's death.
Yes.
And Pepe Le Pew's / Father Ledoux's death.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes and tracks down this Russian soldier in the most ridiculous of manner. He calls him out. And then when he I don't know how he finds him. He calls him out, and then he just, with his bandolier and his M16, he just shoots into the jungle and just shouts his name.
Mm. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of shouting of Chakota over and over again.
Chakota!
Chakota! Amerikonsky! Chakota! Yeah. It's like almost like, you know, Uma Oprah. It's like, hey, Amerikonsky! Chakota! Chakota! Amerikonsky! And he gets captured.
Yeah.
And he gets thrown into a cell with this prisoner named Martin, I believe was his name, who was a very weak-willed prisoner.
Yeah.
And he has this weird theory as to why he was kept alive, and it was because I'm so weak and you're so strong, and they wanted me. And Martin had to, he kept having to make these radio addresses where he was denigrating America and so on and so forth.
Yeah, as is common with POWs, well, even to this day with ISIS, the captured soldier, they put him on... Well, in this case, audio, and they just say, oh, just implore that their compatriots just put down their arms and there's no hope to fighting. And they try and get Mike Ransom to do the same thing.
But before they do that, I mean, you know, he develops a bit of a spine, Martin, you know, the cowardly Martin, and he refuses to read what the script he's given, and they kill him, which is hilarious because they leave him in the cell with Ransom to just rot, and when he discovers that he's dead again, another, you know, like a moaning to the heaven, you bastard!
You bastard!
He's dead! You killed him!
You killed him,
He's dead!
Yeah, it's kind of implied.
A little bit repetitive and redundant, but anyhow, so then, yes.
Guns drawn, pointed at Ransom,
they try and get...
To give this speech about lay down your arms, your resistance is futile.
Yeah.
So they put him on the shortwave.
Yeah, he goes, America.
America.
I know the war is not going very well, but, and then what happens after that?
Keep fighting! Keep fighting! Or some variant there.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't let these bastards get to you.
Yeah.
Keep fighting! Yeah, and then in the most absurd manner, he just overcomes his captors and flees.
And he escapes with a leggy blonde in tow, right?
Yeah.
Who, maybe her ethnicity is really German, because at one point
he ties her to a tree and says, I don't know how to speak Russian, but Auf Wiedersehen.
I don't know how you say goodbye in Russian.
Yeah, I don't know how to say
Auf Wiedersehen.
And this leads to the climactic brawl when he finally does, after calling him out, he finally gets to have
Chakota.
His tete-a-tete, literally, the tete-a-tete with Chakota, Dolph Lundgren Russian warrior.
Well, now we go into Rocky IV territory, because we got, you know, the Rambo ripoff versus the Drago ripoff, and they're sort of, you know, they're going mano-a-mano in the jungles of Vietnam /Philippines. And what a ridiculous brawl this is.
Is that all you got, Amerikonsky?
Yeah.
And is that all you got?
Is that all you got, Amerikonsky? Hit me harder, Amerikonsky. So this is Rocky IV, but with groin kicks, eye gouging.
Headbutts?
Not to mention the most ridiculous headbutt ever, where they go like about 100 yards apart from each other. Samurai
like bucks. Yeah, like a moose.
and they run towards each other, and they just butt heads.
And there's instant bruising, as Mike Ransom just, takes the brunt of this guy's giant noggin. Yeah.
And then Ransom delivers the deciding blow, and Chakota falls over the cliff going, Amerikonsky!
Yeah, there happened to be a cliff exactly right nearby. Not only a cliff, but a waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be about like 20 or 30 meters.
Yeah, see, it's a high
fucking cliff.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, Ransom knocks him over it, and you think, that's it.
But there's a coda.
Yeah, there's a coda for Zakoda. Or Jakoda.
Jakoda, exactly.
Yeah, I guess later on.
Well, I mean, the thing about Mike Ransom, I mean, this guy, I mean, he's a soldier through and through. And,
yeah,
I mean,
he's a war machine.
He's a war machine. He's on the warpath. I mean, the war might be over, but for Mike Ransom, the war is never over. I mean, for all we know, Mike Ransom could be, you know, fighting wars God knows where right now. But, I mean, he's got one more guy to kill.
Yeah, now that he's dispensed with the Viet Cong.
And now the war is ostensibly over, right?
Yeah, he, of course, wants to exact revenge on the major who put him in these dire straits and killed off his men by detonating them in the first and hung them out to dry, really, as he was storming that base.
Mm.
he finds him in, of all places, Manila, the Philippines. Who would have thought? The movie that was Philippines is Vietnam in this movie, so he tracks him down in Manila, and they go to a cockfight, and he gets tipped off as to where this major slash a general, I forget his rank, I apologize, where this guy is. He gets the tip, and then he goes in to exact his revenge on that, which seems a little excessive. Really.
Excessive indeed, because what I find hilarious is he says to the colonel, the good, you know, of course, the Colonel Troutman stand-in from Rambo, he goes, you know, I have this one guy I have to kill, and I mean... Yeah, okay, take out this one guy. Dude lays waste to the entire office complex. I mean, there's like 30 employees who did nothing but work for this poor guy.
Yeah, they have nothing to do with it.
Blown away by
women
ransom.
And everything, yeah.
And then, okay, you think it's all over, but all of a sudden we hear, Amerikanski, and there's Dakota.
Yeah, the 20-30 meter fall did not kill this Russian villain.
They just required him to get a little bit of dentistry.
Dental work, yeah. He emerges sort of like Jaws from James Bond.
Exactly.
And he's just got metal teeth, which sort of prompts the question.
And he goes, this is you,
this is you, this is what you did.
Yes.
But if you're going to fall 60 feet, 70 feet into a waterfall, presumably there's rocks below, is that the worst injuries you'd sustain right there? Not a broken leg, broken collarbone.
Chris. These are not ordinary human beings. Okay,
yeah.
This is Ransom and Dakota. So
this
I mean,
is true.
You know.
So then we have this finale, which is where Mike Ransom finishes what he started and finally lays
Come
the beat down on Dakota.
He
puts a grenade into his mouth, and then
which he can't extricate because he's got his metal teeth.
Yeah.
You know?
And then finally blows him to kingdom come, and there you go.
There you go. This is a strike commando. This,
yeah.
This is one of those ridiculous films that we just love. I mean, this is an absurdity. I mean, another thing we didn't mention is at one point Ransom's on a boat and he throws a few grenades in and he's about to jump off the boat and he just goes, our Father thou art in heaven. Like he recites the Lord's Prayer for no reason whatsoever. He's not wearing a cross, even though this is a little different. I mean, it's absurdity after absurdity after absurdity. But you know what? Just like with anything that Ron Brown is in, it's so goddamn fucking
so great. So on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being a must miss, 5 being a must see, what would you give Strike Commando, aka Rambo the remake?
Okay,
unofficially,
so and this is where I'm warped. Like my mindset is warped because I mean, in our last podcast, I gave Warriors 3 stars, right?
Yeah,
and that Warriors is a great film.
Yeah.
And I'm not
going to... this, arguably, yeah.
Right, but I'm going to give this piece of shit 4 stars. Yeah. So, like, there's no correlation whatsoever. I mean, but, okay, I'm gonna say that this is 4 stars, because, I mean, this is a great bad movie.
Oh, for sure.
I love it. So,
It's Bridge on the River Kwai, this is not. This is a very, very awful war movie, and arguably maybe the worst Vietnam movie maybe ever. I would give it, 4 as well for the charisma and the muscles of Reb Brown.
Mm-hmm. He was pretty jacked in this movie.
He was
a lot more muscle-bound than he was in Yore, I gotta say. And he spent an entire movie basically just in a loincloth. So,
Yes. I learned from this film that if you take a Vietnamese flag and you take a picture of Ho Chi Minh and you just stick it behind a soldier, that will negate the complete historical inaccuracies and geographical slash negate the fact that all your extras are Filipinos and your Viet Cong are not wearing Viet Cong garb. Mm-hmm. They're just wearing flip-flops and conical bamboo hats. So that's what I've learned. Don't worry about the details. Just there you go.
I learned so much. As I said before, I learned that ski is basically the suffix of choice for Russians. So, you know, you put it to anything and you got, there you go, it's Russian, you know? And you know, this is the really awful movie ski, podcast ski, brought to you by Chris Ski and Jeff Ski.
All I know how to say in Russian is kak dila, which means...
Das vidanya.
Das vidanya, kak dila means how are you in Russian. So, and I think these two phrases just pretty much exceeds everything Alex Vitali might have learned for this role.
Yep.
That's the least convincing Russian you'll ever see committed to celluloid.
Indeed. Of course, I learned that, you know, some sort of primitive forest tribe in Vietnam that has never, you know, doesn't
never
have
seen
any
a
access
white man.
To the media, has never seen a white man, has no access to television, no access to radio.
They just immediately bow in front of him.
They know about Mickey Mouse, they know about Donald Duck,
yeah.
and they speak perfectly impeccable English. So, you know, there's that. And once again, I learned that we all have to bow before the power
of Red Brown.
I mean, this guy, you know, forget your Stallones, forget your Schwarzeneggers, your Willises, your Eastwoods. I mean, you want a man's man?
Yeah.
Go with the go Brown.
Yeah.
All the, you know? Yeah. I was going to say, is there some sort of rhyme there? Go Brown or Leave Town or something? Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
Indeed. And for more, check out www.reallyawfulmovies.com.
Komsky.
Yeah, .comsky. For lists, reviews, movie giveaways every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Check it out. And get in touch, reallyawfulmovies@gmail.com. Let us know what your favorite or least favorite war movies are, and we'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Ski.